This audio file is brought to you by Financialize.com. A co-borrower is a person whose credit rating and income level are used to qualify for financing. Both the borrower and co-borrower sign the agreement and have an obligation to make monthly payments. When two people apply for a mortgage, their names will be present on the property's title. A cosigner is a person who is legally obliged for loan repayment. It is usually individuals with an excellent or very good credit history that become cosigners. They have an obligation to repay the loan in case the borrower defaults. The cosigner, on the other hand, agrees to make payments along with the primary borrower. His assets, liabilities, income, and credit history are taken into account. The goal is to assess their creditworthiness and ability to make payments. The main difference is that while co-borrowers and co-signers have the same responsibilities, the latter don't enjoy the same benefits. They are responsible for loan repayment but don't have interest in the property when applying for a mortgage. The same is true for other types of loans. Co-signers sign all loan documents, the only exception being the security documents. Their assets, liabilities, and income level are considered before granting approval. They vary from one institution to another, but generally there are no maximum age limits for both. For mortgage loans, the minimum age is the age that is legally enforced in the province, jurisdiction, or state in which the real estate is found. It is often easier to qualify for a loan when applying with a partner, spouse, sibling, parent, or another person. In some cases, however, both persons have poor credit. Borrowers who don't qualify for a conventional mortgage or loan can apply for other forms of financing. Financial institutions that offer jumbo loans use different lending criteria. They put more weight on the credit history of the applicant who has a higher income level. In some cases, it is better to wait with a home purchase until the credit score of the co-borrower increases. One way to achieve this is to apply for a secured card or to become an authorized user of a credit card. The primary holder should be a person with a very good or excellent history. Some people cannot wait for so long, however, either because they have found the perfect home or because they have money for the down payment. In this case, applicants should do their best to explain the reasons why their credit score is low. There are different issues that can affect one's credit score, including loss of job, divorce, prolonged illness, death of a family member, and others. The primary borrower should also explain why he/she is applying together with the cosigner. A sibling or parent who is willing to help out would find it easier to explain why they are applying together with the primary borrower. Financial institutions take many factors into account, including the income of the applicants, whether they are salaried professionals or self-employed individuals, and if their incomes have been declining or rising. Other factors include the debt-to-income ratio of the applicants and the source and size of the down payment. Financial institutions also take into account the type, location, and price of the real estate property that they are buying. Finally, applying with a co-borrower is beneficial if you don't have sufficient assets or income to get approved for a loan. This audio file is brought to you by Financialize.com.